Hi, I'm Dr. Josh Hant, and welcome to Lifestyle Locker Radio, where we help you create an awesome life and lifestyle. From nutrition to fitness, mindfulness to peak performance, and relationships to money mindset, we bring you on an amazing journey to help you unleash your human potential. Hey, it's Dr. Josh Hant here, and we need to talk about your health, your fitness, and your lifestyle. I know you, if you're like me, you've seen sickness and disease and even death in your life. And we know the leading causes of death in the United States are cancer, heart disease, and diabetes. Many of these conditions and diseases are considered lifestyle-based. And I know that lifestyles in the United States and other countries are not where they should be. We also know that they make you more vulnerable to other sicknesses and conditions. We tend to get our advice and recommendations on health from commercials and marketing, from fast food to pharmaceuticals, and not from experts with real world experience. Unfortunately, we follow people or products who don't walk the walk or talk the talk. They simply just don't care about your health. It's just about their bottom line. I know we've heard it from our friends and from even our own self-talk that we don't have enough time, we can't make the changes, or there's just too much to do to be healthy. But there is a way to actually take control of your lifestyle and have the accountability and the support you need. We can be bigger than our excuses. For the past 14 years as a chiropractor, I've worked and continue to work with thousands of patients with their lifestyle and ultimately their health. I am now bringing the same philosophy to the online space where we can work as a group to get better, stronger, healthier, and be bigger than our excuses every single day. I've created the 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program to be an online-based, training-based program where you get to learn and be engaged with others in your journey towards a healthy lifestyle and ultimately a healthier life. To be part of this amazing movement, it's just $5 a month. Yes, it's only $5 a month, and that seems too good to be true. Well, it's not. So for the price of a gourmet coffee, you will have access to an amazing program and amazing people that want the best for you too. So when you dive into the content below this video to learn about our lifestyle philosophy, you'll see that we are incredibly unique. No other online program focuses on lifestyle the way we do and delivers the quality and the quantity of content that we do for just $5 a month. And it's not just about the movement. There's a lot more. It's really about your health. So check out the details and other videos below. And when you sign up, I'll even send you the ebook, Inside the Locker, which dives deeper into creating an awesome lifestyle. I look forward to seeing you on the inside of the Lifestyle Locker 3065 Lifestyle Shift Program. Hey everyone, Dr. Josh Hant here with Lifestyle Locker Radio. I know I have a somber tone. I'm going to share some things with you that are on my mind, some things that I'm concerned about. This world is on fire in so many different ways. And I'm concerned as a person living in the United States of America, the last real free place. And I feel that our freedoms are under attack. And that's why I'm sporting my American flag hat here. So I'm going to share some things with you, again, that I'm concerned about. And, you know, let's just dive right into it, because what's important right now in our lives are what? One, our freedom in all areas. And this includes medical and health freedom, choosing to have the ability to decide what you put in your body or not. Okay. I'm not a medical doctor. I don't live in the world of surgeries and vaccines and genetic injections like the current COVID-19 vaccine or jab or whatever we want to call it. That's not my world. I can't tell you to take it or not to take it or for you to opt in for your child to have it or not have it, or including their childhood vaccines. These are all personal choices that I want you to have and personal freedoms, right? You should have the opportunity and the option to say, yes, I want to do this, or no, I don't want to do this, and the world should be okay with it. Because freedom is very important. Because if you think about it, you know, we're mandating things. Granted, a mandate is not a law, right? But we're mandating things. And imagine if they mandated exercise. Imagine if they mandated eating healthy. Imagine they mandated that you stop eating fast food. How would your health be on a regular basis, right? What would be different? And if you think about it, what's going on with companies like Delta that are charging $200 per employee that chooses opts out of getting the vaccine? Or if we have hospitals that are denying care to people that are not getting the COVID-19 jab, what happens if they have the diabetic walk in the future say, well, you know what, Bob, you're not eating healthy. That's on you. We're not going to take care of you just because, you know what, you decided to have sugar and it's really bad for diabetes. So where is this going to all end up? Where is this going to go when the state runs or the government runs everything? Frankly, it's a bad place. So I want to share a couple things with you that are important. I spoke with a group of students in New Zealand, and I spoke with a good friend in Canada this week, and I'm just going to share with you some of the experiences that they're having. Because in the United States, there are states that are free, that are great, that are, you know, going along with what's going on in their state, and there's freedom to choose whatever you want, whether you want to wear a mask or not, whether you want to have a vaccine or not. The government says it's your choice. You make the decision. And they're not allowing things to be mandated by government, especially when it comes to people's individual health. So my friend in Canada came back from the States, is unvaccinated for the COVID-19 disease, if you will. And he's allowed to, as a physician, to go back and forth, and he doesn't need to quarantine. And he gets back, he's going through customs, and I guess the customs agent had it out for him and said, well, you're going to need a quarantine. And he's like, really? You know, this is for business. I'm a physician, blah, 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 blah. Goes through the whole thing. As the law states, he's supposed to not have to quarantine. And he he's required to quarantine. He's not sick, doesn't have the disease, but nonetheless, they force him to quarantine. And he chooses, you know what, I'm going to go get my coffee like I do every single morning. I do a lot of business online, so I'm working from home most days anyway, so I'll just stay put and do that and obey. But I still want to go out and go for a little walk in nature and get coffee. He comes back one day from coffee in those 2 weeks, and the police have stopped at his door. The police have left a warning saying, you know, we're going to come back and check on you. They also are imposing a $5,000 fine for leaving his house and going outside to get coffee. That's crazy. What is this world coming to? And the students in New Zealand, I believe, are in another full-blown lockdown. I think 9 weeks straight, they're not allowed to leave their homes. They can't go anywhere. Everything has to be brought to their home. And to me, that is kind of crazy when you think about it. It's like, well, who are the people delivering the food? Why are the police allowed outside? Why are other people allowed outside? It has nothing to do with a status of injection or not injection. So it's okay. Like the people that deliver food, they're okay to be outdoors. They're okay to deliver food to a door. They're okay to be around other people, you know, picking food off of grocery store shelves and dropping food off. The police are allowed to go outside and police and arrest people that are not following the lockdown. What's the difference? And it becomes really, really crazy. But they're living in a state where the tyranny is so powerful, so, so powerful. It's just very, very scary. And they have nothing to stand. They're unable to stand up, right? Because they have physically been beaten down in states like, especially like our countries like Australia. The policing is insane. Attacking elderly women, attacking people that are standing up for their freedoms. Like hitting them with batons. This is mind blowing. And I know you won't see any of this on mainstream media. You won't see any of this on any of these like things like CNN or Fox or ABC, NBC, all of them. That you won't, because it doesn't fit the current narrative of keeping the world locked down. And I'm not going to get too political with this, but we have been politicizing science. There are those that want and believe these mandates should happen, which means losing freedoms like we did when we actually had the, I believe it's called the Patriot Act, when they were spying on us and they said they weren't, but they really were, big brother. And we have never gotten rid of that freedom that has been taken from us. And now we're going down this road. And how far do we have to go down before these freedoms are taken away from us and we never get them back? Right? The science shows that masks, paper or cloth masks, don't work. The only masks that may work against viruses are these N95s. And these N95s need to be fit properly. If you have facial hair, it doesn't work. If there are little gaps, it doesn't work. And, you know, in hospitals, when they're fit, they have an OSHA expert that knows how to fit these things. And they go through learning how to fit these masks. And I have a friend that's an infectious disease nurse. And, you know, he says, if you think these masks are going to save you, you're wrong. He goes, when I go into something like anthrax or some severe thing back when there was Ebola and whatnot, he said, we look like we're going on Mars. We have to wear that, you know, that KN95 or KN whatever it is, and N100. It was a higher number than a 95 because I'm wearing that inside this bubble suit with another air filtration canister built on. I look like I'm going to go into outer space. So we're following and doing things where there's no scientific data just because it becomes the norm. And I want you to make your own choice. You can choose to do whatever you want. This is not medical advice, right? This is for you to choose. And I urge you to look up everything that I'm talking about. I urge you to. And I'm going to share one other thing that's incredibly concerning with me is VAERS, which I've spoken about in the past. I've shared videos on social media. It's a vaccine adverse events reporting system. And this has been around, I believe, since the 80s, maybe. I'm trying to remember the exact date. We'll see when I open the website up. But they are the ones that are recording adverse events that are given to and been stringently looked through to make sure they are real, given to the CDC. All right, so I'm going to come over. I'm going to let you see my screen here and just follow me for a second. This is what's going to happen. Give me one second here. I just got to click on a couple things. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to type in, and I urge you to do this and use DuckDuckGo so for your privacy, right? Open VAERS, right? And hit enter and go start the search. And you're going to see openvaers.com here. And here we go. It says VAERS is the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System put in place in 1990. It's a voluntary reporting system. So voluntary, not required. This is crazy. Voluntary reporting system that has been estimated to account for only 1% based on the Lazarus report of vaccine injuries. Open VAERS is built from the HHS data available for download at vaers.hhs.gov. So this is a government-based site. The Open VAERS project allows browsing and searching of the report without the need to comprise an advanced search on the CDC website. So they're pulling everything from, right, as you can see on the screen here, for those of you who are looking, it shows, you know, VAERS Adverse Events Reporting System. It shows that the CDC site, the HHS, but we're going to go to Open VAERS since they compile all of the data for us already. So when we look at this, you'll see VAERS is the back, and it goes, this is what we just read here. And I'm going to click on something that's really, really important. If you want, we can, you know, we can look at the Lazarus report. I'll open this in another tab for a second here. So this is, you know, this is as we go down. Harvard, this was done by the organization Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare Incorporated. So this is like, you know, real scientific journal. So it's not something that we are making up or people in natural health are making up when we share this. We want you to actually go through. So this is, you'll be able to find this yourself. So, but what I'm going to share with you is this. These are called the red box summaries. And the red box summaries show specific to the COVID vaccine. Okay. So you have the CDC disclaimer, which you can click and read up here, but we're just going to look at this. So as of October 8th, 2021, there have been almost 800,000 reports of adverse events. That's a lot. 800,000. That's insane. Let's look. There's been so far reported 16,766 deaths. And what did we say before? I'm going to go back one page here, one second. Estimated to account for only 1% of the vaccine injuries. So, I mean, if we're being, you know, it's just crazy. If we're actually being nice with this, at 1%, you just do the math. That's a huge number. But we have this. We have 16,766 deaths, 79,000 plus hospitalizations, 89,000 urgent care visits, 124,000 plus doctor visits, 7,000 plus anaphylaxis, 9,000, almost 10,000 Bell's palsy reports, 2,500 miscarriages, heart attacks, myocarditis, permanently disabled, almost 25,000, thrombocytopenia, low platelet count, life-threatening, 18,000 people, severe allergic reactions, almost 31,000, excuse me, shingles, about almost 9,500. So when we go this, this is the really crazy thing. So 1990, when they started reporting, we saw this. So it was very low, you know, 80 reports of 80 deaths in 1990. Realize this is voluntary. Reported deaths, 166. And you start to go through this, 228, 234, 237. So 158, 95, 151, 173. So you start to go through and, you know, if we get into 2018, there were 535. I guess more people physicians are becoming more aware to share these things, and they're voluntarily doing that. 437. 2019, we have 605. And then right as we jump into 2020, 417, it starts to go down. And I believe because less people were seeing physicians during COVID, we're seeing doctors, right? We're getting less injections. Kids weren't going to hospitals, all of these things. So what happens here in 2021? It spikes from between 2020 and 2021. And this is only right now, right? This is all of them together, but combined, all vaccines, there's 17,056 deaths as of October 8th, 2021. So we have 17,056, but we have 16,766 just specifically from the COVID vaccines. Is that crazy? I mean, are you following this? This is nuts. This is absolutely nuts. I mean, they have everything by days of onset. So from the vaccine, so people, 2,000 people died. What did it say? Reports deaths, 2,100, you know, day zero, I guess that's like right when it happens. 21, day one, 2,100, 1,000, day two, and they just keep going. So this is insane. And you can, you know, I urge you to go through this and look through all of this because this stuff is very, very, very concerning to me as a human that this is not in the news. How is this not in the news? You know, when they pull vaccines with, you know, 30, 40, 50 injuries off the market or medications off of the market, they do this early. But the scary thing is about even like just pills, we'll say, and medications. You know, sometimes it takes 15 years to take these things off the shelf and they realize it's causing cancer. Like, I think Chantix, I believe, is a drug here. Let me just open that on. Let me open the DuckDuckGo machine here. So we got Chantix, I believe, is the recall 21, right? So we have, let's see. New toxic drug impurities detected in some heart. So I think they had to pay some crazy amount of money because Chantix is causing cancer. Pretty, and it's from Pfizer of all people, right? The one that's got this injection locked down. So, but nonetheless, these are crazy things, and I know, I'm concerned. I hoped that, you know, whatever choice you make, whatever you've chosen to do is your responsibility, right? My choice is my responsibility. And I urge you to just look at data, not be afraid, but use these to make decisions in your life. And I will share some links in the show notes for places that I follow the science, the actual science, not major media science, not political science, the actual data that's coming in. And that's important to understand because you're getting a very skewed version of science, of data. You are. We have been for a long time, right? When we think about in 1986, vaccine manufacturers have become free of liability. They're not liable. If they hurt, injure, or kill your child during the childhood vaccines, they are not liable. They've actually created a special vaccine court, right? They've created a vaccine court which drags people through and takes time, and they've only paid out, I think, something like $4 billion since 1986 for injuries and death. It's not a lot. So I vote for, when we see these crazy numbers, like 16,000 deaths or 798,000 reports, like holy crap. Let's make them liable again. Let's see how they start to do safety studies better. Let's see how they start forcing these. Let's see if they unpoliticize this, because there are going to be a lot of people making money. I don't know how many billionaires have been made in the pharmaceutical world this year alone from this. It's crazy. So that's my message for you. It's your health, your choice. I want you to make the best decision for yourself and start to find the real information, because you are not going to find it. It's censored everywhere. It's censored on social media. It's censored on search engines. It's censored on YouTube. It's censored in lots of places. So it becomes very challenging to find. And that's done on purpose, to hide real information for you, for making you a powerful human being like you are, for actually making you have the choice to be free in all of your decisions in your life. And whether it's the food you put in your mouth, whether it's the water you drink, whether it's the car you drive, whether it's the medicines you take or the injections you choose to put into your body or not, you are free. You are a free human being, and I know you're a powerful person. So I urge you to take the intelligence you have and disconnect from the media for a little bit and start to search the real data, because you will see the truth. You will see the truth. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening today and watching. I hope you're going to watch this on Rumble and enjoy. All right. We'll see y'all soon. Bye-bye.